It's that time.
Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. And you know, today, your favorite artist, Mark, Erykah Badu. Is that your favorite artist? One of your favorite artists?
I like Erykah.
Okay, yeah. She turns. You like her new incense, don't you?
No, I like Erykah. She's not one of my favorites.
Why is your voice so high right now?
I want to tell you, but I bought a new incense in
my
car.
That's why she sold out.
It's in my car, babe. So if you get in the car and it smells like...
Okay. No. Yeah, Erykah Badu turns 49 today. And yeah, you're right. Her incense that smells after her lady part, it sold out in like 15 minutes
People
on the first
curious.
Day.
They're curious.
Wow. And you know, to celebrate her birthday today, she was on Good Day Dallas with her daughter, Puma. Yeah. And Puma has a voice. Here's a little bit of... They performed together. They performed a duet. This was sound like...
I heard a whisper in the
That's her daughter.
Long before I took the time to stop and listen.
Aww.
Go ahead, girl.
She's like 15 years old.
Right. So that she has like a little future in that. Also, I got a question. What, are you a big fan of reality shows? You like watch Basketball Wives LA?
I do like reality shows. Mm-hmm. I used to watch Basketball Wives LA.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to.
Well, you know, after last season, Tammy Roman has announced she is no longer going to be returning. And she had like an epiphany after that season that she thought, you know, she was originally really close with Shawnee. But she said she realized that they were never really friends.
I thought in my mind that we were close. And I thought that we had a camaraderie and a sisterhood and a mutual respect for each other. You know, over the past three seasons, I kind of felt like the lack of friendship was shown rather than the sisterhood as it pertained to me. I think that when I went back to the show, Basketball Wives LA in 2015, I thought that cast was great. You know, we had Megan, we had Brandy, we had Malaysia, Jackie. I thought it was great. And then 2016, into what I like to call the demon scene.
Wow.
You know, the whole dynamic changed, you know. And for me, it just was not a happy place to be.
Now, what do you think about that?
You know what? I'm glad because I feel like a lot of drama always swirled around Tam. And I felt like it was wrapped up in a lot of pain.
Okay.
Not to get too, you know, philosophical, esoteric, and deep and everything.
Well.
But I'm glad to see her evolving. It's like, you know what? I don't really need this. She's a personality on her own. You know, I think she's a lovely person. And I'm glad that she's stepping away from this so she could be more of who she is. The reality, you know, maybe you're getting used, you know, for the drama.
Because Shawnee is the executive producer. She's just trying to,
And she tries to stay away, you know, she's sort of staying away from, she's been dragged down in the drama before, but I'm glad for Tammy, and I'll be watching her bonnet.
What would that check do, though? What'd that check do?
Well, she got her Bonnet Chronicles.
We want to know what you think. That's right, Bonnet Chronicles.
Call now, 202-432-WHUR. Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.